2 Tango Mobile.
Cluster 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey Mobile.
RN0TR W2T. Tag W2T Mobile.
W1RPG Mobile monitoring. PG, this is KR4FEN. That's not a local call number, call sign. Where are you in from?
ZEW Mobile, join the party.
Doesn't like to go to a party. My name's Bob. Well, the call started in Connecticut. I lived down in Piedmont for the last 3 years. So I'm a local now, but not a native. My name is Bob. Over.
Justin, KR4FEM. I've been here about 5 years in the upstate myself, but I just happened to get licensed not too long ago, so that's why my license is local to the area. Nice to meet you, Bob. I don't think we've ever spoken before. I just wanted to say hi. I'm about to actually be at my destination, and if you weren't local, welcome you to the upstate. But I'm going to go ahead and jump off now and say 73-2 and hope to catch you again soon when I have more time. I'm all clear. KR4FEM.
Nice to chat with you briefly, and yeah, we'll talk again. And I know there's another station that came in there. I am driving, so I can't write anything down. So the other station, go ahead, from W1RPG.
KO4ZEW, this is Ben. Heard you call out, and sounds like Justin beat me to it. Welcome to radio, Justin. I'm also a long time. I grew up in Greenville.
I'm just coming from Charlotte. I dropped my wife off at the airport up there to go up to Boston, and I got to pick her up on the afternoon on Sunday. Went up for a wedding that she's going up to. Back to you.
Bachelor weekend at Bob's house this weekend, all right? We're going to come play radio?
Radio play mixed in there. I do have a few things I want to get done around the house. And then tomorrow's a full day I could get stuff done. And then like a half a day on Sunday. It takes about an hour and 45 to 2 hours. Depending on traffic. Right now I'm just in the Greenville area, southbound, just passing exit 54, Pelham Road, which is the normal rubber banding delays, pockets of delays and normal stuff, nothing. No accident, just the normal stuff.
Especially with fall for Greenville this weekend. I'm actually downtown myself. I took the Southern Connector to get down here because I didn't want to mess with downtown. I'm supposed to be meeting that guy from Clemson who was at our meeting Monday night, and he wants to do that interview with me for his school project about amateur radio. So I'll probably be meeting him pretty shortly here.
Okay, I don't know if I know who that was. I know I was at the meeting, but there was quite the turnout this past week, huh?
I was talking to Johnny, and he said that was more like what the meetings used to be like. So we're going to see if we can't get more activities for the membership instead of just discussing administrative business. We want to make the focus more and the content more on the membership and you know, get people interested in coming to the meetings. We can do the administrative stuff offline. That's not what anybody shows up for.
You have something every meeting, you know, something of interest, like we had this past week. I took some long-range telephoto pictures of some of the screenshots on that presentation for my myself, so I can have a reference on things out there that maybe I'll dabble into and buy and see. So it's opening up a little bit now. What was I going to say? Yeah, I was worried, being that she was flying to Boston. Boston, they said, with the air traffic controllers, with the government shutdown, was the worst of the airports for delays. But they're in the air. So once they're in the air, they got to land.
Yeah, I'm guessing she's flying into Logan then. And I can forward you that that presentation. The guy emailed it to me the next day. So I can forward you those presentation slides over email, and so you can have a full copy of it. And anyone else is welcome to it as well. I had no way to put it on the web page except if I wanted to like duplicate slide by slide, and I didn't want to do that. So. Yeah, I can definitely forward that to you.
Great. What was it, a PowerPoint?
I think it was a PDF. It was a PowerPoint he turned into a PDF just to make it easier to distribute and handle.
That's, I used to do that when I was working. Create the PowerPoint and then run the PowerPoint during my presentation. But if I printed handouts for my customers that were at the training, they would be, I would do like two slides per page. Otherwise, depending on how long the PowerPoint was, otherwise you have a lot of paper. Very nice. Yeah, I'm working on getting my HF desk set up right. You know, I got to make some shelving because you don't have you can't go out any further. You have to go up.
True. We're actually looking at that for the 610 repeater shed. We've got a limited amount of footprint that we're allowed to have by the site owner, so. Instead of it being 8 feet tall, we're going to go like 14 feet tall, and then we're going to have shelves for plastic crates up in the upper section of the repeater shed. So it'll work out a lot better.
Yeah, so much real estate available. Yeah, before moving, I had shelves, and then I had to homemade, you know, with pine and stained, make it look nice, a couple of tiers high. And then when I added an amplifier, I had to adjust it a little bit on the right, because I want everything within arm's length, and also without having to have to turn my head all that much to look at meters and stuff for adjustments on the amplifier. So I'll figure it out. I bought the materials. I just based on what I think I want to do. So yeah, I'm only a few more miles from my exit. Just passing 48 Malden 276. What's that? That's Lawrence Road.
Yeah, we used to call that the motor mile because it was almost a full mile, and it was all car dealerships. And then you had that six-lane road in the middle, and people would burn up and down it doing test drives. So you're pretty close.
Car dealerships on 276 for sure, and we were they were 12-year-old car was with 165,000 on it. I suggested a year ago, maybe we should start thinking about something else for you. And we finally did it this week. And we took it home yesterday. We haven't bought a new car in years. We get slightly used, pre-owned. Usually the ones coming off of a lease or something. And you save a lot of money that way. That's what we've been doing for years. So she's happy and I'm happy, and but she didn't get to do anything with it yet. We brought her home yesterday around 5, and today she's, so I'm going to look at the manual and see what's different and all that, and set up her phone with the Bluetooth yesterday. See what else is going on there. The W1RPG.
For the EW, speaking of Bluetooth, I bought a Bluetooth microphone for my UV Pro handheld, and it was kind of nice because last night I checked into the Oconee Club, and I have to put a an antenna outside of my porch, a wire antenna, connect and then connect the radio to it. But then I was able to walk around the front room in the kitchen with the Bluetooth mic while the radio was sitting on the porch, and it worked really well. I was like, it was a pretty cool setup.
I'll just think, yeah, it's coming a long way. Well, eventually maybe shacks could be part of the living area. I remember an ad years ago where they showed a beautiful radio of its time, talking 40, 50 years ago, an ad of an HF station in the corner of the living room. And I don't think there's many of that today. Usually we're relegated to the basement or some corner. But that was interesting. You told me this before, you're being interviewed by someone from Clemson about the hobby later today.
Actually, you're talking to one of those guys who has the radio set up in his living room. I have a half rack, and I mean like a 19-inch rack, and it's about, I don't know, 3 feet tall, and that's where all my radios are, and they're between my work computer and my personal computer. And so I have a great room, which is a dining room and living room combination. So it's just a big open space, and I have everything in there, from my TV to my couch, my workstation, my radio station, all that, all in one room. So the radio's in the living room. I'll send you a picture sometime. But yeah, I got to jump out. I'm down here at Venture X on west side of Greenville. And I'm supposed to be meeting this guy from Clemson who wants to interview me about one of his projects for Clemson. So it'll be interesting to see what he's got to ask and talk about.
Oh, good, very good. So I'm sure it'll be interesting for you. Just getting off my exit. I love that they finished repaving the interstate and also the entrance and exit ramp so much smoother than it was.
When they get to that one, they can. Listen, I'm going to run. I'm in the parking lot, and sounds like you're almost home. So I'll shoot you a copy of that, that presentation, and we'll catch you on down the log on your final. KO4ZEW.
Love to chat with you, and yeah, if you could email me that when you have a free moment, that'd be great. 7-3, have a nice afternoon, a great weekend. KO4ZW, W1RPG Mobile, clear, shutting down.
4CBA Mobile. ZEW, KE6KEN.
KENKO4ZEW. What's up?
This is Ken. I just wondered if it would be possible to get a copy of that presentation as well. I couldn't come to our last meeting, and it sounds super cool.
Your email address, and I'll shoot it over to you. And meanwhile, I'll hand you over to Dave, who just called into the repeater, too.
You have to run. I was just, I just heard you guys talking, and I'm in between meetings, so I just wanted to run in and give a shout while I could. But I gotta take off now. This is KE6KEN, and I'll be clear.